There's a practice session with alternate picking. What key are we going to be in? All right, see, it is. The first, this is how I'm going to recommend you warm up and practice. So in this session, I'm not necessarily teaching you anything new other than more efficient practice sessions. We're going to start with any C you like and just do a two-string, 2-2 thing. So I see you're starting at string 5, fret 3 with finger 1. And we're going to go 3 notes on this, and then 2, and make a 2-2 loop. So in the end, you might have like, you know, that would be the, and then for how long do you do it? So let's see your tempo. You should set the thing so it's 2 notes per click. Alright, so is that about right? You might even be going faster than that. It's about 1:30, so we'll do it there. And I don't know when we're gonna stop, but we'll just start 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, it's not just doing the exercise, it's also looking. I'm going to get the mirror out and have you look and strive for total smoothness. This is where the speed starts to develop. It's not, at this point, it's not really about the actual speed. It's about the smoothness itself. So I hope that when I'm demonstrating, it's like there's no, it's just up and down. It's not 4 different motions, it's 2 motions. That's better. That's better. And then let's try it with that. 1, 2, 3. And if it's bumpy still a little, you could experiment with simply not going down into the trench. You ever heard that expression before? Like underneath where the strings are. Called in the trench. Yeah, I don't know if that's a universal thing or just something I heard from one teacher, but you know, if you're not that far down the trench, then you don't have that far to come back out. Mm-hmm. Right? So just experiment with this. This may allow you to pick a little bit lighter, which is good because then when you integrate legato, it's gonna be a lot easier. Yep, 2, 3, 4. Let's start again. 2, 3, go. Nice. And stop wherever you want. And then let's go to the next set of strings, like. We're still gonna only do 2. Yeah. I mean, we could either start on the F. Yeah, let's just start on the F. Like 3, 4. And then look at that picking hand and smooth it out. Nice. And then the goal here, I can leave it up to you now. I don't have to like hover over every single training exercise you do, but it's just groups of 2 all the way up. Let me just demonstrate, like when to move is up to you, but hopefully you can move from one string set to the other without stopping. Like you'll go, and when you're ready to move, you just add one more note, and then I'm gonna demonstrate anyway because sometimes turning around is weird. Now I'm on the top 2. I'm just gonna add a note on the way down. That's all you do. So in the end, you might have. I gotta come down. And that's the exercise. All right? Have fun with that. You can play around, you can have the metronome. I'm going to shut this recording off and wait till the next exercise.